This is Mike Zuzulo with your late session grain market update. Less than expected precipitation in the southern and central plains helped the wheat to find some end of the week short covering today as we head into the final trading day of the month of January. So far, the short covering has been contained as the old low of 560.5 in the March has not been tested. So even with increased demand coming from Egypt, Brazil, and increasing drought coverage in the last 30 days for the hard red wheat belt, a large increase in supply by USDA on their mid-January report helped push the Chicago lead month wheat down 50 cents on the month. And since the end of October, futures has fallen $1.12 for lead month. Corn had found a bit of short covering as well with the wheat, now trading a little bit more back and forth lunchtime trade. And like the wheat technicals, March corns remain below key resistance of 435. Spain was in for fresh old crop corn exports this morning, and this, along with another snowstorm heading for the Midwest, has kept the market underpinned. Beans continue to see active bull spreading. July Nov now back above 150 a bushel, and this technical resistance has 155 as the point where the breakout might uncover some buy stops if we would get above that level. Watch the March beans also for a violation of 1285. That's the 20-day moving average. That could also uncover some buy stops. Remember, there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options, and the impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.